Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. I don't recommend tools I don't use, guys, and this one is good enough that even Open Source Me is using it for one of his projects instead of my trusty old wiki. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 769.
Today we hear from J.R., who asks...
I've noticed a fluctuation in the length of books in my genre, military SF and men's adventure fiction. They're getting slowly longer, but the Amazon system still wants a book a month for their algorithms. How are book lengths evolving around the larger fiction market? Do you see any changes to the push to produce a book a month in the indie circles?
Well, JR, I don't really see any change in the push to produce that fast, and the reason is that that's how the algorithms tag you as an active publisher. And so they give priority to publishers that are pushing new product on the theory that new product is more attractive to readers and may hook new buyers into whatever ecosystem it is. It's the same reason that supermarkets rotate their stock or that traditional bookstores rotate their stock. You want fresh things to make it worthwhile to come into the store. Unfortunately, a book a month is sort of the rule that they've settled on in terms of what they want to see from a publisher. The reason this is burdensome for some authors, maybe for most authors, is that most authors who are self-publishing are just self-publishing. They're just doing themselves. But if you are a small publishing house and have several authors, then you still get that bump by publishing stuff through the house, even if it's not the same author every time. So that's worth keeping in mind. I know that you have a publishing company that publishes more than just your stuff. Now, as far as how book lengths are evolving, not to be glib, but I don't care. There's always fashions in book lengths, and frankly, as a writer's career progresses, most writers become longer-winded as they go on. Partly it's because we learn how to tell grander scope stories. Partly it's because we can find our style and our voice. We get interested in particular parts of a story that tend to inflate the page count. And partly because we can get away with it because we've got an audience. The audience trusts us with the longer stories because they've seen how we do with the shorter ones. So, insofar as there is a trend in a given genre toward longer stories, I don't think it's necessarily a function of the tastes of the readers as much as it is a function of the maturity of the writers in that genre. Writers who've been around longer tend to write longer books. So, if your field has fewer new voices and more old voices, or it is not characterized by markets that are strictly controlling for length, then you're going to get longer books. And that's true in every genre. Seems to be less true in romance. Category romance especially has a very, very particular formula that doesn't necessarily deliver the goods if you wind up making it too long. And then with epic fantasy and with some kinds of science fiction where the world is the feature, especially when you get intense world building combined with intense character drama or political intrigue, that tends to inflate the page count because those kinds of stories support long-windedness, and the readers that are attracted to those kinds of stories are there for the immersion, so they will reward long page counts, assuming that you do it right. If you're boring, that won't help you. But if you can hold an audience, and you can hold your audience, like, say, for example, Brandon Sanderson or Stephen R. Donaldson, you can eat all the pages you want. That said, there is a lot to recommend shorter books. A, you get more of them out. And B, quick hits, especially if you write a combination of long and short. Quick hits keep your readers involved, keep them coming back, and then when your big books hit, you can make an event of them. So there's a marketing aspect to all of this, too. And keep in mind that short stories can also be very lucrative in this world that we're in, even if you're not selling them to magazines or anthologies. Because you're delivering regular content, and if you do series of short stories and whatnot, I know one author who built a six-figure income off of basically short stories alone, and he used those to create entrees into all of his book series. And so he wound up making six figures off the short stories alone, and then as people ramped from the short stories into his book series that they were all part of, that made his income jump even more. So there's all kinds of great things you can do if you've got the versatility or the strategy for it. Hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.